Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, now, before I go any further, I got Harper Ray into it here. He's a very talented, smart young man, a little hard to coach. Why are you wearing this weird things on your eye? What is that stuff you have on?
Today, I'm Donatello.
He has on an orange. What do you call that, John? Describe
it's,
what he's got.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
If you know
it's
who
Ninja
the
Turtle.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are, it's
you're
one of their...
Old. You're not that old.
Right. He also has a little bit of that Megan Rapinoe thing, you know, tension situation. Right, but here's... We play a game here, Doc, and it's a negative game. And he came up with it on his own. He came to me and said, how about we have a regular feature from time to time where we talk about three people in sports who are having a rough time, right, Harpo?
Yes,
and then
indeed.
We decide which of the three we would like to be. In fact, we have it have a little...
Rather you than me.
Rather you than me.
Who would you rather be? All right, give us the three candidates today, Harpo.
All right, you guys ready? Candidate number one, Doc. Listen closely, too. Elton Brand, right? Elton Brand has been bamboozled by Danny Ainge to mess up the Sixers draft. And he also had a draft pick chosen in the summer league that's only averaging 6 rebounds and 10 points. But Ainge's pick is averaging 20 points, and last night he had 23 points and is a shooting first point guard, right? Which is what the Sixers need. Now we have number two.
Elton Brand is a good one. He's not in a good spot right now.
Not in a good spot.
He's in a very uncomfortable position.
Messed
number
up
two.
Draft. Jake Arrieta. His last seven games pitch, he is 3-3 with a 6.63 ERA. And he has a bone spur and is questionable to play, but the nerve of Gabe Kapler will play him. And then also, he's in a spot because the MLB is looking to suspend him or have him penalized for his comments to threaten another player.
He said he would dent Todd Frazier in the head. All right, that's two. All right, those are both in a precarious position. Who's three?
Now, number three is our own Angelo Cataldi.
Oh, what am I in there for? I'm in there?
Angelo's going to be going through a procedure soon at the end of the
month. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And me being 22, I wouldn't know about this, right? But at his age, this just seems to be something that I would have got done at 40.
It wasn't invented in 40. It's called the Euro lift.
Yeah, he's getting a Euro lift, yellow, whatever it's called, and he has to wear a diaper.
No!
For
several days.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a period of incontinence. And, Doc, I'm concerned about the way my co-hosts, specifically Al and Rhea, will react to me coming in with an adult diaper.
Well, are you wearing it over your pants?
No, I'm not wearing it over my pants.
How are we going to know you have it,
it'll
then?
It'll be bulgy and they'll
because
see
there'll be flies everywhere.
All right, let's review.
Rather you than me.
Rather you than me.
All right. Who would you rather be? Number one, Elton Brand is in a tough situation as the GM of the Sixers. Number two is, who was number two?
Number two was your man,
Jake Arrieta. He's facing all sorts of problems.
And the alternate number two is you.
And number three is me for needing a procedure, which has already been booked July 26th, Doc. I'm not fearing it at all. I feel that it'll go very well. Very pleased by that. So, Doc, who would you select? And then tell me what you think of our intern for doing a contest with such negative connotations.
Interesting. So,
whenever you start off a sentence with interesting, never go.
Well, which of the three
see,
would you prefer?
You'd be a good psychologist, you know,
right?
Angelo.
I know.
Because what the question triggers is my answer will trigger something about me. So you're going to learn more about me because the behavior is like the tip of the iceberg. See, I get worried about.
Yep.
Medical procedures. That's me personally.
So you would not want to be
I would not want to be you.
Okay, so now it comes down to Elton Brand or Jake Arrieta.
And I think Elton Brand is new, so my assumption is that his confidence level isn't quite what it would be if he were a 5 or 10 year general manager. So my assumption is someone who likes to be a little more certain and uncertain. That's me.
Okay.
That he's probably anxious about how this turns out because his confidence in this new area is different than when he was a basketball player.
Okay.
So I would rather be Jake Arrieta. I'll tell you what.
You're going to have to grow a real big bushy beard. All right, okay. Hopper, who are you picking?
Oh, I would rather be you.
Really?
Because you're getting money to just stay home.
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
You to me.
No, wait a minute. No, wait a minute.
Right.
I mean, scheduled it for Friday.
Uh-huh.
I may not miss a single minute of the show. I'll have to have the diaper. I may wear the diaper.
Uh-huh.
Right? But again, in your case, will you in any way say anything negative toward me if I have the diaper?
I said if it's to jeopardize my internship, I will hold my peace.
All right. But will you be thinking anything?
If there's a smell when I'm next to you, if there's any type of smell, I will not be silent.
Now, have you researched the diapers at all? If you needed to use them?
No, he hasn't.
Do they sit higher than the pants?
I said to the doctor, do you think I'll require a diaper? And he said, it depends.
Yeah, he's going to require a diaper.
It depends. Doc. Could you please tell everybody where your services are available?
Several locations. The Center for Sports Psychology in Philadelphia, on the Main Line, and in Southampton.
The great Dr. Joe Fish.
Have you ever thought about having us in for group therapy?
Yeah.
I have, actually. Oh.
Would you give us a free session?
Yes.
All right, good.
My last bit of advice. Yeah. Keep planting the seed without. Plant the seed without. I think we've got a chance.
Al.
We've got a chance about that concert on August 3rd.
Yeah. Joe Bonamassa. Who's going with you anyway? Who drew that straw?
I can only tell you at this point who is not going. My wife has said no.
Doc, Angelo is terrible socially. Yep. Al, they came over. I've invited them over to my house for a Philly before a Phillies game recently. Al spent a half hour staring at my HVAC system in my basement.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
That's why I see there's an opportunity, Al, for you to get close to Angelo, but also get out of your comfort zone. Summertime. Do something different.
Huh?
Go to the concert. Consider it.
Yeah. Dr. Joel Fish, ladies and gentlemen. We got Harper with something? What do you got?
I noticed, Doc, when you was going to the bathroom out there. Doc has on Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
And you're fairly the same age as Angelo. So as a doctor, do you have any style tips? Style tips. So you have a PhD, so you're highly educated. Do you have any style tips for Angelo here?
Wow. First of all, you're making a lot of assumptions that we're the same age because I'm wearing a shoe.
No. We're making an assumption off of facial.
Officially.
But no, I like your shoe, though.
I hate his.
There's a difference. I think that yours look great. You got to help him. Your doctor, you got to help him get to where he needs to be.
I will figure out ways to, in my wardrobe, try to influence him.
Yes, so, thank you, Doc.
Thanks for the stupid thing off your face now. He looks like an idiot. He looks like Donatello. I got to deal with this kid every day. Doc, thank you as always. You're awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.